This is a wonderful time to be alive. The incredible rate of change we are experiencing today is creating more opportunities and possibilities for us than have ever been imaginable. You have more options in more areas than you have ever had before, and the number of options available to you is expanding every week and every month. At the same time, you are overwhelmed with more tasks and more responsibilities than you've ever had before. You are probably swamped with jobs that need to get done, books and magazines you need to read, people you need to get back to, projects you need to get started on or completed, and goals that you want to accomplish. And, like a nonstop production line, the jobs keep coming one after the other, far too fast for you ever to get on top of them all. You are caught in a dilemma. You want to fulfill your potential and achieve everything that is possible for you at work. You want to earn the greatest amount of money in the shortest period of time. You want to be a great success in your career. But at the same time, you don't want to sacrifice your family life, your relationships, your health, and the personal activities that are so important to you. You want to have it all. You want far greater accomplishment on the one hand, and far more balance and simplicity on the other hand. The good news is that thousands of successful, happy men and women have discovered methods, techniques, and strategies that make all these things possible. And whatever others have done, within reason, you can do as well. For example, a woman in my advanced coaching program, a single mother, was earning just over $30,000 a year when she began applying these principles to her work and to her life. She was working 70 to 80 hours per week and was completely overwhelmed with her need to be more successful in her career and, simultaneously, spend sufficient time with her daughter. Within 5 years of beginning this focal point process, she has increased her income to more than $300,000 a year and reduced her work week to 42 hours. Her formula was simple. She dedicated herself to getting better and better at the two or three activities that contributed the most value to her work. Simultaneously, she delegated, outsourced, and eliminated everything else. Today, she performs far fewer tasks, but the value of those tasks is 10 times greater than the total output of her work just a few years ago. The starting point of simplification is for you to reduce the number of things that you do in your work and your personal life. You can only get control of your time to the degree to which you discontinue tasks that are of little value to you. You must stop doing some things that you've become accustomed to doing over the years. You even have to stop doing things that you do well and which you enjoy if you want to get your life under control. After years of study and experiment, I've developed my own law of complexity to apply to time management and simplification. When you apply this law of complexity, you will immediately simplify your life, increase your output, and start getting more enjoyment from everything you do. Now, the law of complexity says this: the level of complexity of any task is equal to the square of the number of different steps in that task. Complexity is defined as the potential for increased costs, increased time, and or increased mistakes. For example, a simple task is something that you do yourself. If you decide to make a personal telephone call, there is only one step. The task has a complexity factor of 1. 1 squared is the same as 1 times 1. So the complexity level of a simple individual task is 1. You pick up the phone, you make the call, and you put the phone down. If, however, you ask someone else to make a phone call for you, you have now added an additional step to the process. Your complexity level increases to 2 squared, or the number 4. 2 times 2 equals 4. This means that the potential increase in time required, costs involved, and potential mistakes or misunderstandings has now moved from 1, with a single step, to 4, 2 steps, a huge leap in the potential for increased time, cost, and mistakes. Let's say, however, that you ask someone else to ask a third party to make the telephone call for you. Now you have three steps. This is equal to a complexity level of 3 squared, or 9. 3 times 3 equals 9. The possibility of increased time, increased expense, and increased misunderstandings or mistakes has now jumped from a complexity level of 1, if you made the call yourself, to a complexity level of 9 when you have someone else ask someone else to make the call. Are you with me so far? So an activity with 4 steps has a complexity level of 4 squared, or 16. This greatly increases the potential for increased cost, increased time, and increased misunderstandings or mistakes. A task with 5 steps has a complexity level of 5 squared, or 25. A task with 10 steps, most government activities, has a complexity level of 10 squared, or 100. What this means is that the level of complexity increases exponentially as the number of steps increases mathematically. The level of complexity also declines exponentially as you eliminate steps from the process. This law of complexity explains why and how you can dramatically simplify your life by continually looking for ways to reduce the number of steps necessary to complete any task or to achieve any goal. Here's an example. A major life insurance company had a problem. The company would receive an application for life insurance from the field. But then it took 6 weeks for the company to issue an approval or disapproval of the policy. By that time, the prospective client had often lost interest or gone somewhere else. The insurance company brought in a consultant who applied the complexity theory to the approval process of a life insurance application. He found that the application form passed through 22 different hands. Each person checked and approved a particular part of the policy before it finally arrived on the desk of the final decision maker. The entire process took 6 weeks, but the actual amount of time spent on the policy turned out to be less than 60 minutes in all. With this information in hand, the insurance company dramatically simplified the process. They assigned the first 21 steps to a single person. The second person merely double-checked the work of the first person. As a result, they reduced the turnaround time for approvals from 6 weeks to 24 hours. Their insurance underwriting business increased by more than $1 billion as a result. Citibank of New York did very much the same thing in their residential mortgage department. Previously, from the time they received a mortgage application, because of the number of steps required for approval, it was taking 5 to 6 weeks before they could make a decision to fund the mortgage or not. By that time, the potential home buyer had often gone elsewhere. By reducing the number of steps in the approval process, Citibank was able to reduce the turnaround time from 6 weeks to 24 hours. As a result of this incredible speed, they became the mortgage lender of choice among financial institutions and increased their mortgage portfolio by hundreds of millions of dollars with no decline in quality. Here are the 7 R's of simplification. You can use one or more of these R's to simplify and streamline every area of your personal and work life. The first R is rethinking. Whenever you find yourself overwhelmed with too much to do and too little time, stop and think about your work. Stand back and ask yourself, could there be a better way? Especially when you face resistance, stress, or difficulties of any kind, stop pushing and driving. Instead, put yourself in the position of an outside consultant. Imagine that you have been brought in to evaluate your own situation and give yourself objective advice on how to handle it. Remain open and receptive. Be willing to consider that your current approach might be wrong. The second R is re-evaluating. When you get new information, stop the clock, like calling a timeout in a football game, and re-evaluate your situation based on the way it is today. Jack Welch, the president of General Electric, refers to this as the reality principle. The reality principle requires that you be absolutely honest with yourself and deal with the situation based on the way it really is today, right now, not the way you wish it were or the way it might have been in the past. Jack Welch begins every discussion or evaluation of a problem with the question, "What's the reality?" You should do this as well. Ambrose Bierce, in his book, The Devil's Dictionary, wrote, "Fanaticism is redoubling your efforts after your aim has been forgotten." Don't let this happen to you. The third R is reorganizing. The purpose of reorganizing your life or work is to assure a greater level of outputs from the same quantity and quality of inputs or energy. In times of rapid change and turbulence, you must be reorganizing continually. A high-tech executive said recently, "In this business, you have to throw out all your assumptions every 3 weeks." Be prepared to reorganize your workspace. Be prepared to reorganize your schedule throughout the day. Be prepared to reorganize your order and priority of activities. Be open to the possibility that there's always a better way to do the job than the way you are currently working. Keep searching for that better way. The fourth R is restructuring. Restructuring requires that you channel more of your time, energy, money, and resources into the top 20% of activities that generate the most revenues and the greatest profits. Companies restructure by focusing more of their resources on those products, services, and activities that customers value the most highly. Simultaneously, they delegate, outsource, and eliminate non-revenue-generating activities that customers don't care about at all. Restructuring your own activities requires that you continually focus and refocus your time and energy on those few things that you do that account for most of your results. You concentrate single-mindedly on your most valuable tasks. Re-engineering is the fifth key to simplification. This is one of the most powerful practices of all for simplifying your work and your personal life. In re-engineering, your entire focus is on process improvement. You constantly look for newer, better, faster, cheaper, and easier ways to accomplish the task and achieve the desired result. You begin re-engineering your work by making a list of all the steps in a particular work process, from start to finish. You then set a goal to reduce the number of steps on the list by 30% the first time through. You will be amazed at how easy it is to accomplish this task the first time you do it. There are six ways to re-engineer your life and your work. First, you can consolidate several tasks into one single task. Second, you can assign several tasks to a single person, rather than having them spread out among several people. This is called job compression by responsibility expansion. Third, you can outsource particular tasks and have them done by other companies or individuals who specialize in that area. Fourth, you can delegate tasks to other people or other departments and remove them from the work process altogether. Fifth, you can eliminate certain tasks altogether by determining that they are no longer necessary or essential to the finished product. Sixth, you can change the order in which tasks are done to reduce bottlenecks and increase efficiency. Continually review any complex tasks consisting of several steps and look for ways to re-engineer it, simplifying it so that you can get it done faster and more efficiently than before. The sixth R in simplification is reinventing. This method requires that you recreate yourself completely. In times of rapid change, you should be reinventing yourself and your job every 6 to 12 months. Practice zero-based thinking continually. Keep asking yourself, if I were not now doing it this way, knowing what I now know, would I start it up again this way? Imagine that you were starting your job or career over again. Is there anything that you would do more of? Is there anything that you would do less of? Is there anything that you would start doing that you are not doing today? Is there anything that you would stop doing altogether? You are going to have a variety of different jobs and positions throughout your life. Keep looking ahead and thinking about what you might like to do. Ask yourself this question: what is my next job going to be? What would you like it to be? Then ask yourself, what is my next career going to be? What would you like it to be? If you don't ask and answer these questions for yourself, someone else will come along and answer them for you. The seventh R in simplification is regaining control. In this step, you set new goals and create new plans. You make new decisions and you commit yourself to new actions. You accept complete responsibility. You don't wait for good things to happen to you. You go out and make them happen. You take charge of your time and your life. In the focal point process, determining your values is the first step to simplifying your life. Ask, what is important to you? What values or unifying principles do you care about the most with regard to your personal and family life? Some values that you could choose might be peace, simplicity, tranquility, contentment, satisfaction, happiness, love, and joy. Select 3 to 5 values that are most important to you and then organize them by priority. Based on your values, create a vision for yourself as if your life was ideal in every way sometime in the future. Imagine that you have no limitations. Imagine that you could design your ideal lifestyle and your ideal calendar. What would they look like? With your values and your vision clear, you then set specific goals to simplify your life. Your ability to choose among alternatives and then to make firm decisions is the most valuable and powerful tool you have to achieve anything you really want. If for any reason you're not happy with your current situation, you can make new choices and decisions about exactly what it is that you do want, and then go to work to make that a reality. Practice idealization at all times. Think back to the happiest times in your personal life, the most organized and productive times in your work life, and imagine how you could recreate those times in your future. Ask yourself, if I only had 6 months to live, how would I change my life? If you only had a short time left on Earth, what would you do more of or less of? What would you start doing or stop doing? What would you get into or get out of? Well, how would you spend your time and who would you spend it with? If you were financially independent today, what activities in your life would you discontinue altogether? What steps could you take immediately to simplify your life and increase your levels of peace and happiness? What is your focal point with regard to your values, your vision, and your goals? Where should you put the X in your work or personal life to get the greatest immediate impact? What should you do or stop doing immediately? What additional knowledge and skills will you require to simplify your life and assure that it is as happy and as productive as possible? What subjects should you study? What books should you read? What audio programs should you listen to? What courses should you take? The skill of simplification, once you've learned it, is something that you can use for the rest of your life. What habits or behaviors should you practice to simplify your life and keep it simplified? Perhaps the very best habit you can develop is the habit of saying no to any demand on your time that is not consistent with what you want most in life. The word no is one of the most powerful words you will ever learn. Just say no to any demand or request that is not a high-value use of your time. Then you can say yes to those activities that you really enjoy and that really make a difference. Begin today to simplify your work and your personal life. Set it as a goal, make a plan, and work on simplification every day. Here are 6 ways to get started. First, clean up the clutter in your life. Clear off your workspace completely before you begin work. Even if you have to put things on the floor, you should only have one task on the desk in front of you at any one time. Second, go through your stacks of reading material with a garbage bag and begin throwing things away. Much of it has no further value. For example, any magazine that is more than 6 months old is junk. Any information that you can get somewhere else is junk. Fully 80% of all materials put aside for filing or storage are never looked at again. There are warehouses full of dead files that will eventually have to be thrown away. There are homes, offices, and desks with piles of materials that will never be looked at by human eyes again. Third, to simplify your life, to increase breathing space in your life, leave things off. Resist the temptation to turn on the radio at home or in your car. Leave the television off when you get up or arrive home. Create periods of silence in your life so that your mind can relax and function better. One great advantage of leaving things off is that you will find yourself spending more time talking openly and honestly with members of your family or whoever else is there. As soon as you turn on the television or radio, however, all communication grinds to a halt. You can dramatically improve the quality of your life by simply developing the habit of leaving things off. Many people, for example, have gotten rid of their television sets completely, or at least moved them to a separate room. They are absolutely astonished at the improvement that takes place in the quality of their family lives as a result. The fourth way to simplify is go through your car, your closets, and your garage, and get rid of everything that is out of fashion, obsolete, unnecessary, or irreparable. Break yourself of the pack rat mentality that so many people learn from their parents. Give things away to needy people and needy causes. Keep your life clean and simple, refined and elegant. Fifth, and perhaps the most important, is for you to practice solitude on a daily basis. Take 30 to 60 minutes each day and sit quietly by yourself. Allow your mind to relax. Breathe deeply and let your mind float, wandering from subject to subject with no pressure or direction. The daily practice of solitude can change your life. Every person who has ever accepted this advice and begun practicing solitude has been astonished at the overall improvement of the quality of his or her life in a very short period of time. Sometimes in solitude, you will come up with ideas and insights that are so profound and powerful that they change the entire direction of your career or your personal life. Just try it a couple of times and see. Sixth and last, make a specific action commitment based on what you have learned in this session. Do something, do anything, but take action immediately to begin to simplify your life. Once you've taken the first action, you will find yourself automatically propelled into taking action after action. In no time, you will have your life completely under control. Your ability to think is your most precious resource. Your ability to choose, decide, and then to take action determines everything that happens to you. And your ability to choose your own thoughts and reactions is the one thing over which you have complete control. Tom Silver was a 32-year-old man living in Chicago, Illinois. A year after he attended one of my seminars, he got in touch with me and told me a remarkable story about how his life had changed over the previous 12 months. When he arrived at my seminar, he was overweight, between jobs, had been married and divorced twice, and was deeply in debt. He was extremely negative and was generally angry with everyone he felt was a part of the system. He was convinced that the cards were stacked against him. Life was unfair. He saw himself as very much a victim of a string of bad luck. He believed that all of his problems, and the problems of society at large, were the fault of people who seemed to be doing much better than he was. He came to my seminar reluctantly on a free ticket provided to him by a friend who insisted that he come. He sat there in my seminar with his arms folded, his chin down, largely impervious to this motivational stuff, which he knew was both untrue and useless. In his letter, he wrote and told me that something that I said went off in his head like a thunderclap, bringing him bolt upright and changing his thinking completely. It was when I said these words, "You are where you are and what you are because of yourself, nothing else. Nature is neutral. Nature doesn't care. If you do what other successful people do, you will enjoy the same results and rewards that they do. And if you don't, you won't." You've probably heard this thought expressed many times in many ways. But for him, it was a life-changing event. He realized in a single flash that deep down in his heart, he really wanted to be happy and successful. He wanted to be valued and respected by others. He also saw clearly for the first time that because of his attitude, he was unwittingly sabotaging himself in every situation that he got into. He walked out of that seminar totally determined to change his thinking and his behavior. 1 year later, he had turned his life around. He had a good job and had been promoted twice. He lost 30 pounds. He was happily remarried and living in a new apartment. He felt terrific about himself, and he looked forward to every day, both at home and at work. He was a new man. Now, what had happened? Well, he had learned the great truth that has been discovered and rediscovered throughout history. It is that your most precious resource is your mind. Your ability to think, plan, decide, and take action is the most powerful force for good in your life. This power is the starting point of every good thing that happens to you. When you take full control over your thinking, your entire world changes as well. We've now entered into what Dr. Harlow Shapley of Harvard calls the psychozoic age, the age of the mind. Your mind is so powerful that, properly directed, it can bring you virtually anything you want in life. You have within you right now untapped reservoirs of potentials so great that in your entire life you will never be able to do even a small fraction of what you are truly capable of doing. Why is it that some people are more successful than others? My search for the answer to this question has dominated and directed my life since I was 19 years old. My first great discovery was the Aristotelian principle of causality. Today we call it the law of cause and effect. In the Bible, it is called the law of sowing and reaping. Sir Isaac Newton called it the law of action and reaction. This is the great law of Western civilization, the great law of the universe. It underlies more than 2,000 years of advances in science, medicine, technology, and business. The law of cause and effect says that for every effect, there is a specific cause or causes. This law says that everything happens for a reason. It says that success, business, or personal, is not an accident. Failure is not an accident either. Both have specific cause and effect relationships that explain them. In its simplest form, the law of cause and effect says simply this. If there is an effect in your life that you want, you merely have to trace that effect back to someone who at one time did not have that effect. You find out what that person did to achieve the effect that you desire. You then do the same things that he or she did, and if you do the same things that other successful people do, you will eventually get the same results that they do. It's no miracle, it's a matter of law. This discovery exploded in my mind when I was 23 years old, just as it exploded in the mind of Bob Silver in Chicago. Just imagine, you can be, have, or do anything you want in life if you simply find out how other people achieved it before you and then do the same things yourself. Whether you are tall or short, young or old, black or white, male or female, educated or uneducated, new immigrant or a descendant of the Puritans, if you do what other successful people do, you'll eventually get the same results they are getting. It's entirely up to you. The philosopher Bertrand Russell once wrote, "The very best proof that something can be done is the fact that others have already done it." Abraham Lincoln wrote, "That some have succeeded greatly is proof that others can as well." Open-mindedness and the willingness to revise your thinking in the face of new information can give you tremendous advantages for succeeding in a world of rapid change. When I learned this law, I did not question it. I simply accepted it as true and aggressively applied it to everything I attempted. Often, when I explain this cause and effect principle, people dismiss it as being too simplistic and inapplicable to their own situations. Au contraire, the opposite is true. The most powerful principles are almost always the simplest and easiest to learn and apply. That's why great success and achievement is possible for almost everyone. Here was my great breakthrough. I learned that the most important application of the law of cause and effect is this: thoughts are causes and conditions are effects. Put another way, thought is creative. Your thoughts are the causes that create the conditions of your life. Everything that you have in your life today, you have attracted to yourself by the way you think. You can change your life because you can change the way you think. The reason that some people are more successful than others is simple. Successful people think differently from unsuccessful people. And if you develop the ways of thinking of successful people, you will soon enjoy the results that successful people enjoy. The most powerful application of this mental law, which, by the way, is the underlying principle of all religions, all philosophies, all psychology, and all success, is this: you become what you think about most of the time. Wow, what a great idea this is. The greatest minds in history have stood in awe at the enormity of this great thought. You become what you think about most of the time. The direction of your life and everything that happens to you is determined by the way you think, by the thoughts going on in your mind at the moment, whether positive or negative, whether constructive or critical. The best news of all is that if you change your thinking, you change your life. In fact, all great changes in your life begin with your changing your thinking in some specific way, for better or worse. Over the years, thousands of successful people have been asked the question, "What do you think about most of the time?" Their answers tend to be the same worldwide. Successful people think about what they want and how to get it most of the time. As a result of this mental focus, they accomplish vastly more than the average person, even though they may have started off with no particular advantages at all. Dr. Martin Seligman at the University of Pennsylvania organized interviews with more than 350,000 men and women over a 20-year period to find out how they thought most of the time. He summarized his findings in his best-selling book, Learned Optimism. What Seligman found, and what everyone finds if they ask enough questions, was that the predominant quality of successful people is that of optimism. Successful people are far more optimistic most of the time than average people. They have a positive mental attitude toward themselves and others. Your level of optimism is the very best predictor of how happy, healthy, wealthy, and long-lived you will be. The more optimistic and positive you are, the more energy and enthusiasm you will have. Your immune system will be stronger and more resistant to disease and infection. You'll seldom be sick. You will get along with less sleep, and you'll have more mental and physical energy throughout the day. The more optimistic you are, the more creative you will be as well. You will constantly come up with great ideas and recognize new possibilities to help you move even faster toward your goals, the goals you think about most of the time. Your determination to become a more optimistic person in every part of your life will do more to assure your success and happiness than any other single quality you can develop. The focal point process requires that you continually put an X on the thought or activity that can be most helpful to you at any given moment. As a general rule, your job is to keep your thinking optimistic and positive most of the time. Now, this can be difficult, at least initially, but like any habit, you can develop it with repetition. When you practice thinking and responding optimistically most of the time, this positive attitude soon becomes a conditioned response. You'll eventually find yourself reacting and responding positively and optimistically all day long. Mental fitness and physical fitness are similar in certain ways. If you want to become physically fit, you have to work out physically. You have to exercise the different parts of your body using cross-training to assure maximum fitness from head to toe. If you went to a health club and told the instructor that you wanted to become physically fit, the instructor would show you how to use a variety of different pieces of equipment in a specific order, which would enable you to achieve a high level of fitness and then maintain it over time. Your level of optimism can be defined as your level of mental fitness. This form of mental fitness can be developed by practicing specific mental exercises over and over until you automatically respond in a positive and constructive way to anything that happens to you. There are 7 mental exercises or ways of thinking that you can learn and practice each day to become a more positive, confident, and optimistic person. The more you think in these ways, the better you will feel, the more you will accomplish, and the faster and more easily you will accomplish it. The first and most important attitude you can practice to get the most out of yourself is future orientation. Future orientation is the most common characteristic of successful people, especially men and women who rise to positions of leadership and great responsibility in work, society, and personal life. In 3,300 studies of leadership, looking for the common qualities possessed by great leaders throughout the ages, researchers found that the one quality all the studies had in common was the quality of vision. Leaders have vision. Non-leaders do not. Leaders have a vision of a better future for themselves, their families, and their organizations. They can actually see an ideal future in advance. They then work to make it a reality in the present. Future-oriented people think about the future most of the time. They think about where they are going rather than where they've been. They think about what is possible in the months and years ahead rather than about the past, which cannot be changed. As it happens, only about 10% of people in our society are genuinely future-oriented. The other 90% are either thinking about the present and the immediate gratification of the day and the evening, or they're thinking about the past and what has happened to them. The entire profession of psychotherapy revolves around caring for people who think and talk about their past experiences most of the time. Well, how can you tell if a person is future-oriented? Simply ask him or her this question. If your life was perfect 5 years from now, what would it look like? You can ask yourself this question as well. Future-oriented people have an immediate answer to this question. Future-oriented people give a lot of thought to the future and what it will look like when they get there. Future-oriented people are very clear about what their lives will look like 5 years from now if they were perfect in every respect. Future-oriented people can tell you what they want and what they are working toward. They can tell you where they're going and why they want to go there. They have clear mental images of what they desire for their work, their income, their families, their lifestyle, their health, and their levels of attainment in the years ahead. On the other hand, present and past-oriented people tend to be vague and fuzzy about the future. They seldom think about it with any precision. They will often become offended if you ask them to describe their perfect life and work sometime in the future. In this respect, clarity is terribly important. Successful people have tremendous clarity about who they are, what they want, how they're going to get it. Unsuccessful people are usually unsure and confused about who they are and what they want and where they're going. One of the most powerful exercises you can practice to supercharge your thinking and accelerate your results is called idealization. Idealization requires that you continually imagine the perfect outcome or solution for any situation in your life. You project forward 3 to 5 years or even further, and then imagine and visualize a picture of the kind of life and career that would be ideal for you in every respect. While you are visualizing and idealizing your perfect future, you let your mind float freely. You imagine for the moment that you have no limitations whatsoever on what you can be or do or have. Imagine that you have all the knowledge and all the experience that you need. Imagine that you have all the money and resources that you require. Imagine that you have all the friends and contacts that you could want. Imagine that all opportunities and possibilities are open to you. Imagine that if you can dream it, you can do it. You then develop a dream list. Write down everything you would like to have in your life and work sometime in the future as if your goals were guaranteed in some way, if you could only be clear about them. If you're married, sit down with your spouse to make up this dream list. Pose this question: what would we do? How would we change our lives if we won $10 million tax-free tomorrow? If you had all the time and money you wanted, and you could be and have anything at all in life, what would you really, really want? The greater clarity you can achieve in describing your ideal future, the greater likelihood it is that you will create that future for yourself, and usually faster than you can imagine right now. However, you can't hit a target you can't see. Clarity is essential. Peter Drucker, the management consultant, once wrote, "We greatly overestimate what we can do in 1 year, but we greatly underestimate what is possible for us in 5 years." How is one of the most important and powerful words you can learn and apply to every situation in your life. Once you have a clear vision of what you really want, the only question you ask is, how do I achieve it? How is one of the most important and powerful words you can learn and apply to every situation in your life. Once you have a clear vision of what you really want, the only question you ask from now on is the question, how do I achieve it? Asking the question how forces you to be both positive and future-oriented. The word how triggers creativity in yourself and others. The regular use of the word how is like stepping on the accelerator of your own mind and revving up the engine of your personal genius. The more you ask how to any question, goal, or dream, the more insights and ideas you will have to turn your visions into realities. The best news of all is that when you think about the future and you think about how you can make your future ideal a current reality, you become more optimistic and positive about the present. You experience greater energy and enthusiasm. You feel a heightened sense of confidence and personal power. You become more motivated and committed. You communicate with greater clarity and effectiveness. A group of people united around a common vision with a total commitment to making it come true can form the nucleus of a powerful team or company. This future vision motivates and inspires people to perform at higher levels than ever before. This ideal image or picture serves as a guide and as a directional mechanism for both individual and corporate decision-making. All of life is a test in some way. You are constantly being tested by the ups and downs and unexpected events of daily life. The way you respond to the world around you is the way that you take and pass this test. Perhaps the greatest test of all is your ability to think and talk about the future, about what you want and where you are going most of the time. This must become the focal point in your thinking. This is the X that determines the direction of your life. This is the test that you pass or fail depending upon what you choose to think about most of the time. The second attitude of highly successful people is goal orientation. Successful people think about their goals and how they can achieve them most of the time. Unsuccessful people think about their problems and spend their time criticizing, complaining, and making excuses most of the time. Future orientation deals with your long-term ideal vision. Goal orientation is more precise. Goal orientation requires that you take your visions out of the air and translate them into specific and tangible actions and measures that you can take action on immediately. Henry David Thoreau wrote, "Have you built your castles in the air? Good. That is where they should be built. Now, go to work and build foundations under them." Only 3% of adults have written goals. The other 97% have wishes, hopes, and fantasies. People without goals, alas, are doomed forever to work for people who do have goals. The key to goal setting is for you to think on paper. All successful men and women think with a pen in their hands. Unsuccessful people do not. When you write things down, you crystallize them in front of you. They become tangible and concrete. They become subject to positive manipulation and definite action. Written goals activate your positive mind and energize you. Written goals release powers within you that would have lain dormant in their absence. The act of writing them down increases the likelihood that you will achieve your goals by as much as 1,000%, 10 times. Setting goals is quite straightforward. It's a definite skill that you can learn through practice. Once you have mastered the process and practice of goal setting, you'll be able to step on the accelerator of your own life and make more progress in the next year or two than you may have made in the last 10 years. Here is a simple 7-step formula for setting and achieving goals that you can use for the rest of your career. First, decide exactly what you want in each area of your life. Most people never do this. Clarity is essential. Second, write it down clearly and specifically. Make it measurable. A goal that is not in writing is merely a fantasy. It has no energy behind it. Third, set a deadline for your goal and, if necessary, set sub-deadlines. Your subconscious mind thrives on time-specific goals. Fourth, make a list of everything that you will have to do to achieve your goal. Add to your list as you think of new activities and tasks, which you will. Keep adding to your list until it's complete. Fifth, organize your list into a plan. Decide what you need to do first and what you need to do later. Decide what needs to be done before something else is done. Work and rework your plan until it's complete. Sixth, take action on your plan immediately. Do something, do anything, but get started. It's amazing how many people fail because they don't take action on their goals and plans. Seventh, and finally, resolve to do something every day that moves you toward your major goal, whatever it is at the moment. This discipline of doing something every day enables you to develop and maintain momentum. Daily action increases your determination and gives you energy. This single resolution, daily action, can be the most important focal point in your life or career. Once you've determined your goals and written them down, think about them all the time, morning, noon, and night. And the only question you ask is, how? How can you achieve them? The question of whether is no longer on the table. The third attitude for great success is excellence orientation. All successful people are very good at what they do, without exception. You must also become very good at your job. To achieve greatly, you must commit to excellence in your work. Resolve today to join the top 10% in your field, no matter how much effort and sacrifice is required and no matter how long it takes. For many years, because of my limited background and my low self-esteem, it never occurred to me that I could be good at anything. Even if I did well occasionally, I would dismiss it as being a matter of luck or coincidence. I often felt like an imposter when people congratulated me for doing something well. Then, When I was 28 years old, I had a revelation that changed my life. It may change yours as well. I learned that everyone in the top 10% in their field started in the bottom 10%. I found out that everyone who is doing well today in any area was once doing poorly. I also realized that virtually everyone who is leading in their profession or occupation today was at one time not even in that profession or occupation. Everyone who is at the front of the buffet line of life started at the back of the line. And life is very much like a buffet line. Life is self-serve. Nobody brings it to you. You cannot sit at the table and bang your knife and fork for service. You have to get up, accept responsibility, and serve yourself. If you want to get to the front of the buffet line of life, two steps are necessary. First, get in line. Make a decision to be excellent at what you do, and then get in line. From that moment on, do something every day to improve. Second, stay in line. Don't make an occasional attempt at personal improvement and then go back and watch television. Get in line and stay in line. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Learn and practice new things every day. Keep moving forward. Never lose your momentum. The good news is that the buffet line of life never closes. It is open 24 hours a day. Anyone can get in line and stay in line. Anyone can decide to become the best in their field and then begin working on themselves until they achieve that goal. Now, it doesn't matter how long it takes. If you stay in line, if you continue getting a little bit better every day, nothing and no one can stop you from eventually getting to the front of the line. No one but yourself can stop you from joining the top 10% in your field. It's completely up to you. You can be either your best friend or your worst enemy by the decisions you make or fail to make. When you become absolutely excellent at what you do, your life will change completely. Your self-esteem, self-respect, and personal pride will increase dramatically. You will feel terrific about yourself. You will be respected and admired by all the people around you, and envied as well. Here's the key focal point question. What one skill, if you developed and did it in an excellent fashion, would help you the most in your career? This is where you put the X in your personal and professional development. This is what you think and talk about most of the time. This is what you dedicate yourself to accomplishing all day long. Here's the question again. What one skill, if you developed and did it in an excellent fashion, would help you the most in your career? There is nothing that will help you to fulfill your vision and achieve your goals faster than your becoming absolutely excellent at the most important thing you could possibly do in your work, and you almost always know what that is. Whatever your most important desired skill might be, set it as a goal, write it down, make a plan, and work on it every day. A week, a month, a year from now, you will look around you and you will be absolutely amazed at the progress you have made in your life and your career. The fourth attitude you need to develop for optimism and outstanding personal performance is result orientation. Successful people think continually about the results that are expected of them. They are constantly writing and planning and setting priorities on their most important tasks. Result orientation is a critical part of the focal point process. In result orientation, you make a list of everything that you have to do before you begin. You organize your list by priority and value. You select the most important thing that you could possibly do, and then you concentrate single-mindedly on accomplishing that one task. You persevere without diversion or distraction until it is 100% complete. Intense result orientation goes hand in hand with high productivity, high performance, and high output. Result orientation is based on your asking and answering the following four questions over and over, every minute and every hour of every day. Question number one, what are my highest value activities? What are the things that you do that contribute the greatest value to your work? If you're not sure, make a list of all your tasks and responsibilities and take them to your boss. Discuss them with your colleagues and coworkers. You must be absolutely clear about the most important results that are expected of you. Remember, the very worst use of time is to do very well what need not be done at all. Question number 2. What are your key result areas? What are the results that you absolutely, positively have to get in an excellent fashion to fulfill your responsibilities and do your job well? There are seldom more than 5 to 7 key result areas in any job. Your first responsibility is to identify these key result areas and then to set standards of excellent performance for each result area. You then dedicate yourself to working every day to perform to those standards. Remember, what gets measured gets done. And if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. Question number 3. What can I, and only I, do that, if done well, will make a real difference to my company? What can you and only you do that, if done well, will make a real difference to your company? There's only one answer to this question at any given time. This is a job that you and only you can do. If you don't do it, it won't get done. No one else can do it for you. But if you do it and you do it well, it can make a significant contribution to your company and to your career. What is it? And question number 4, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? This is the most important question in time management. You should ask and answer this question every day. What is the most valuable use of my time right now? The asking and answering of this question is the key to peak performance. Whatever your answer is to this question, be sure that you are working on this particular task every minute of every hour. Compared with this task, everything else is a relative waste of time. In the final analysis, results are everything. The quality and quantity of your results will determine the quality and quantity of your rewards. The focal point process requires that you continually put an X on the one task or activity that is more valuable and important than any other at the moment. You then discipline yourself to work single-mindedly on that one task until it's finished. The fifth attitude for optimism and high performance is solution orientation. Solution orientation requires that you think about the solution to the problem most of the time. You think about what can be done and how the problem can be solved instead of what has happened and who is to blame. Most people think and talk about their problems most of the time. But the more you think and talk about your problems, the more negative, angry, and pessimistic you become. But when you think and talk about the solutions, you become positive, creative, and optimistic. Remember, life is a continuous succession of problems. They never end. They come in like the waves of the ocean, one after another. In addition, if you are living a normal, busy life today, you will probably have a crisis of some kind every 2 or 3 months. The only thing that really matters is how effectively you respond when things go wrong. Your ability to solve problems largely determines your success and your income. This ability determines how far you go and how high you rise in life. No matter what the title on your business card, you can cross it off and write in the words, "Problem Solver." That's what you are. That's what you do all day long. The only question is, how good are you at problem solving? You see, everyone earns their living by solving problems. Highly successful people solve big problems. And the bigger and more expensive the problems that you solve, the larger and more important will be the problems that will be given to you to solve. The key to becoming an excellent problem solver is for you to think and talk about possible solutions most of the time. Whenever something goes wrong, you resist the temptation to become angry, blame others, or make excuses. Instead, you ask questions like, "What's the solution? What do we do now? What's the next step? How do we solve this problem? How do we limit the damage? Where do we go from here? The good news is that the more you focus on solutions, the better you become at discovering even better and more complex solutions. You actually become more effective and creative in everything you do by focusing on solutions most of the time. Your mind actually functions at a higher level. The sixth attitude of optimistic people is growth orientation. The fact is that your life only gets better when you get better. Growth-oriented people are absolutely committed to themselves and to their futures. They are eager to learn and practice new ideas, insights, techniques, methods, and strategies. They are hungry for new information. Like sponges, they soak up everything they can from every source around them. Pat Riley, the basketball coach, wrote, "If you're not getting better, you're getting worse. My rule is this: you can learn anything you need to learn to achieve any goal you can set for yourself." You have enormous untapped reserves of mental capacity that you have never used. You have the ability to learn and become excellent in more areas than you can ever dream of. But your brain is like a muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it, at least temporarily. The future belongs to the competent. In the 21st century, the future belongs to the omnicompetent. The future belongs to those people who are very good at what they do and who are getting better every single day. To earn more, you must learn more. You must add more value. You must develop the ability to make a better and more important contribution. You must be asking every single day, what can I do to increase my value to my company today? Here's a powerful practice that is guaranteed to move you to the top of your field and make you a great success in whatever you undertake. Invest 3% of your income back into yourself for the rest of your life. This 3% formula is miraculous. For every dollar that you invest in your mind in becoming better at what you do, you will eventually earn $10, $20, $30, $50, even $100 back in personal income. Many of my students from all over the country and all over the world have told me about investing in a single book or audio program that has paid for itself 1,000 times, 2,000 times, and even 5,000 times over in as little as 1 year. One of my students, a 35-year-old father of two with an eighth grade education, working out of his home, purchased a $60 audio program from me to help his business. In the following 10 months, he increased his income from $30,000 to $304,000, a return on investment of 4,566%. Personal development can really pay off. Remember, you are your most valuable asset. Your ability to think well and act effectively depends upon the quality and quantity of knowledge and ideas that you have available to you. You must continually feed your mind to develop more of your virtually unlimited potential. You must continually upgrade your abilities to think and perform at ever higher levels. The three keys to growth orientation are simple. First, read 1 hour or more each day in your chosen field. The highest paid people in America read 2 to 3 hours each day to keep current and to improve their minds. But if you were only to read 1 hour per day in a good book that helped you to be better at your job, that would be enough. 1 hour per day of reading would translate into about one book per week. The average American, unfortunately, reads less than one book per year. If you read one book per week, that would translate into 50 books per year or 500 books in 10 years. At the very least, you'd need a bigger house just to hold your books. Second, listen to audio programs in your car like this when you exercise and when you move around. The average car owner sits in his or her car 500 to 1,000 hours each year. If you listen to educational audio programs as you drive from place to place, you'll get the equivalent of full-time university attendance. This practice alone can make you one of the best-informed and highest-paid people in your field. Third, attend every course and seminar you can find, even if you have to pay a lot or travel great distances. Countless highly paid professionals in every field have told me that the turning point in their lives was when they sacrificed to attend a seminar where they learned something that changed their thinking forever. Some years ago, my dentist made a considerable sacrifice of time and money to attend an international conference in Hong Kong. In one of the concurrent sessions, he learned a new technique in cosmetic dentistry that had just been developed. He brought it back and immediately began using it in his practice with his patients, including myself. He soon became known as the expert in this specialized area. Patients, including other dentists, came to him from great distances. 5 years later, he sold his practice and retired as a multimillionaire at the age of 51. He has never worked again. He lives in a beautiful home overlooking the ocean and enjoys a wonderful life. He told me before he retired that one specific breakthrough literally transformed his practice and made him one of the highest paid and most successful dentists of his generation. If you believe in yourself and your future, you will invest in yourself and your abilities. The reverse is also true. The more you invest in yourself, the more you will believe in yourself as well. Each reinforces the other. Think every day about the most important subject that you could learn to help yourself to achieve your most important goal. Put an X on this particular area of knowledge or skill. Think about it and study it every day. Work on developing yourself in that area continually. Work on yourself as though your entire future depended upon it, because it does. The seventh attitude of the highest paid people in every field is action orientation. Resolve today to develop a sense of urgency in your work. Only 2% of working adults have a sense of urgency, and this tiny minority eventually rises to the top of every field of endeavor. Everyone today is in a hurry. Everyone is impatient. For this reason, people today largely equate speed with quality. If you act fast when they have a need or a question, they automatically assume that you and everything you do or sell is better and of higher quality than that of someone who moves slowly. By moving fast, you gain a competitive edge and you put yourself on the side of the angels. Resolve to move quickly when opportunity or necessity presents itself. Develop and maintain a fast tempo in your work. Keep stepping on the accelerator of your own potential. Become a moving target. The faster you move, the more energy you have. The faster you move, the more experience you get. The more experience you get, the faster you learn. The faster you learn, the better you get. And the better you get, the more you will be paid and the faster you'll be promoted. The faster you move, the greater is your self-esteem, self-respect, and personal pride. The faster you move, the more valued and respected you will be among the people around you. The faster you move, the better will be the quality of your life in almost every area. The most successful people are result-oriented. They are intensely focused on getting the most important results expected from them at their work. They are continually increasing their value by doing more and more things of greater and greater importance. There are no limits to what you can accomplish except for the limits you set on yourself by your own thinking. When you take complete control of your mind and keep your thinking focused on exactly the things you want and how to get them, you will move ahead faster and with greater certainty than by anything else you can possibly do.